Have you ever seen a story reported in the news and wondered, well, this is obviously a distraction. I wonder what's really going on. I have a story like that for you today, but I also have what is probably it is a distraction from. I hate when figures in the hierarchy act like the church is a secular organization rooted somewhere in the city of man with all its intrigues and foibles. But it's a story as old as time, really, and honestly, it's nothing new, so let's just dive in. But remember, the first story is almost certainly the distraction, and the second one is probably the real story. So, the first story is the sequel nobody asked for, but no one is really surprised by getting either. Do you remember how back in October, the account for Pope Francis, Franciscus, over on Instagram, was caught liking an image of an immodestly dressed woman, to put it mildly? Again, that's putting it mildly. To be honest, the woman was an Instagram model, which is a really, really polite way of saying that she made internet material that runs afoul of the Sixth and Ninth Commandments. Internet impurity is nothing new. According to most decent priests, it's the number one thing they hear confessions about from both men and women. Yes, both men and women. It's a little different when the people engaging in the sin are clergy, and it's an even weirder issue when it's the Pope allegedly doing it. Now, to be crystal clear here, I do not believe for a second that the Pope runs his own social media accounts. Which also means that I do not believe for a second that he is looking at immodest and impure figures on Instagram and who knows where else. Just to be clear. Now, remember that as we dive into this article. Headline: Pope Francis's Instagram account appears to like another model's racy pic. Note: I redacted the name of the person involved throughout this article, and I'm not going to put a picture of her on the screen either, not because I want to protect their identity, but because anyone involved in that work probably doesn't care about that. But because I know that many people struggle with impurity, and I'm not interested in the slightest in tempting people to go look at pictures of the person in question. It's also why you're not getting a picture of this woman on the screen at any time in this video. Sorry if that bothers you. But let's continue. The story comes from the New York Post, which is always good for more salacious, interesting stories, but it's being widely reported in other places as well. I'm going to paraphrase the article because the Post writer decided to use unnecessarily impure language here. Really, it's like locker room language, which I'm going to change for the sake of not making it worse. Semi-quoting that article. He's scrolling in mysterious ways. Pope Francis's Instagram account is being accused of liking another racy photo by an Instagram model. "Hey, that's me," wrote Name Redacted Tuesday as she shared a screenshot seemingly showing the pontiff's verified Franciscus account among more than 2,500 liking a shot of her in a risque outfit. "The Pope liked my picture. That means I'm going to heaven," wrote the self-styled, redacted, and popular internet model. It comes weeks after a different model, whose name I won't say here, said the pontiff's verified account quote-unquote liked an image of her. End paraphrasing. You know, I gotta hand it here to Lee Brown, the author of that piece, and the Post in general. I've never had to sanitize a quote like that before. This is, you know, uncharted territory here on Return to Tradition. Anyway, you get the idea. And no, Francis himself did not like that image. He does not run his own account. There are teams of men for that job in the Vatican Communications Office, an office that Pastor Jimmy Martin of the Jesuit Church has a high-ranking post in, by the way. When this happened in October, the powers that be in the Vatican said they looked into it and determined that it wasn't someone in the Vatican doing it, and then asked Instagram's parent company, Facebook, to investigate to see if the Vatican had experienced some kind of security infiltration. To which we all smiled and nodded and said, "Okay, sure, it really wasn't someone working in the office. Okay, guys." That story came and went until it came back again on Christmas Eve. Wouldn't you know it, the media and the laity on social media focused on that story and the Vatican's nativity monstrosity, which was pretty convenient because of what I'm going to tell you next. The second story is one of a couple of you sent to me, and it's actually more important due to the implications involved in the recently exonerated Cardinal Pell. I'm going to use the Daily Mail headline because it has a different total figure here than the other article, but the Daily Mail headline is actually using local currency, not the U.S. default currency. But I'm going to use the National Catholic Register for most of this. From the Daily Mail, headline: Vatican is investigated by federal police over $2.3 billion in secret transfers to Australia, but local Catholic Church leaders claim they haven't seen a cent of it. Again, that's from the Daily Mail. All sources are linked in the show notes on my website at returntotradition.org, though I do include the one for the Instagram story with a disclaimer. Please, you know, use caution if you're going to go look at that one. Anyway, I don't make a cent off of traffic to that website, so if you go look at the information there, it isn't self-serving in any way. But let's go on. From the National Catholic Register, headline, Australia's church leaders were unaware of $1.7 billion transferred from the Vatican. Now, the article makes clear that the Australian officials have no idea where the money went. Just, poof, disappeared. Go figure. From the piece, which is written by Edward Penton, one of the more stalwart and straightforward Catholic reporters you'll find in this day and age. He does pretty good work. Quote, the Vatican and its associated financial entities transferred a total of $1.7 billion, that's 2.3 billion Australia, to Australia since 2014, apparently without the knowledge of church leaders in Australia, the Australian newspaper reported on Tuesday. Since 2014, interesting. The transfers increased from $54.1 million in 2014 to $103.6 million in 2015 before doubling again to $223 million in 2016 and peaking at $439.3 million in 2017, the Australian disclosed. End quote. Did you catch that? This was reported initially on Tuesday. It took a couple of days for it to make its way into the consciousness of the church outside of Australia. But the Instagram story happened shortly thereafter. Now, why would they do something like that? Because these funds were transferred in hundreds of thousands of instances over several years. Very few went to do the work of the church in that country. Very little corporal works of mercy here. Again, quoting the article, quote, despite the enormity of the total amount of the transfers, several senior church leaders in Australia, speaking on condition of anonymity, told the newspaper that they were surprised by the news and were unaware of the fund transfers. The figures also show some funds, about 5% of the total, could have been part of an annual fund for charities. But AUSTRAC has not disclosed any recipients of the funds in Australia, and some church sources said the transfers may have been Vatican investments in the Australian bond and equities market, the Australian reported. End quote. Sound familiar? Think back to the stories involving former Cardinal Becciu in London, where the funds of the laity were invested in a feature film about Elton John, of all things, and in condominium development, and all manner of other worldly ventures. This has been going on for some time in Australia and the UK, which begs some questions. If we dig deeper, will we find this happening in the US stock exchange, Tokyo, Germany, any other major stock markets you can think of? It's likely that Edward Penton here might be on the verge of turning a rock over at the Vatican, and all manner of ugliness may just come slithering out. And that brings me back to the initial story. The Instagram story is a distraction now as it was in October. At that time, it was the aftermath of the McCarrick novel, which you've been watching me for a while, you'll know that I called it a fantasy novel worthy of being nominated for a Hugo Award for Best Fantasy Novel. This time, the distraction is probably this, because some person or persons would rather have us all laughing and cringing, rightfully so, at the seminarian or young priest who runs a Franciscus Instagram account instead of noticing that there's a problem in the Vatican involving money. Because if we notice that, and if more and more people notice that, then they might be less willing to donate money in the future to collections like, I don't know, Peter's Pence, Catholic Campaign for Human Development, there's a legendary bad one, the Bishop's Appeal, and any other big money second collections that you are presented with at Mass several times a year. Why does it always come back to money? Because the love of money is the root of all evil, and someone in the hierarchy has fallen in love with money as their primary love, which is a form of idolatry. It's not overt like the Pachymama incident at the Vatican Gardens a year ago, but at the end of the day, it can be a form of idolatry, and someone in the hierarchy loves money and power far too much. This is what Vigano was first looking into before Benedict sent him to America. This is what Pell was looking into before his life got turned upside down. Do you see the pattern yet? I hope someone with fortitude will look into this and keep digging, because if we want the church to return to teaching the authentic faith, it must include getting to the bottom of stories like this. In closing, don't let the Instagram story distract you. It's noise. That's all it is. We'll probably have another incident like it in the next couple of months, right when it's most convenient for someone in Rome. In fact, I would almost say it was probably done on purpose. That doesn't mean I think it's Pope Francis doing it, though he may be part of it too, who knows. But only time will tell. Now let me know your thoughts on this in the comments, please. And as always, pray for the church. Thank you for listening. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.